This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let me get to this Joe Shad column that I have promised since 2 o'clock. So Joe Shad wrote this. We have Dolphins training camp opening tomorrow. Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post today, 5 reasons to be optimistic about the Dolphins this coming season. Number one, the Miami Dolphins still have Pro Bowl talent. Let us not forget that. We talk a lot about who they lost. Let us not forget they still have Pro Bowl talent. He writes, the Dolphins have a player on offense and a player on defense with a total of 13 Pro Bowl appearances. Tyreek Hill, 8 Pro Bowls. Minkah Fitzpatrick, 5 Pro Bowls, have been at the top of their craft in the recent past. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, Bradley Chubb, Darren Waller, Alec Ingold have all been Pro Bowlers. Potential future Pro Bowlers include Devon Achane, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Zach Sealer. Dolphins are hoping the results are better than the sum of their parts in 2025, but make no mistake, there is still enough talent to make the playoffs. Fair. That's a little yin and yang. We've talked about who they lost, but they have some talent on this team as well.
Yeah, and those talented players that have been here up rather than Minkah. The Minkah addition, we have to see what it does, but they have not been successful in the postseason. Over 8.5, yes, I can see over 8.5, but the big run that we're trying to wait for, I've seen it with all the names you just said.
Number two, Tua Tagovailoa's play should be good enough. Tua Tagovailoa has led the NFL in passing yards, completion percentage, and passer rating. If Tua stays healthy, he can perform at or close to a level of AFC stars Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert. Tagovailoa is about to begin his 6th season, but this is also his 4th consecutive season with Coach Mike McDaniel, so there are no excuses. I mean, he puts him with lofty company there.
Hawk, 100% agree, but you had to put that clause in there that we put the clause in if he stays healthy. If he plays 17 games, he's going to have better numbers than Herbert and all those other guys up there. He just has to stay healthy.
Number three from Joe Shad, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver returns. The Dolphins are very fortunate that standout DC Anthony Weaver was not hired away as a head coach this offseason. Weaver, a rising star, helped the Dolphins to 4th in the NFL in yards and 10th in points last season. Weaver had a good plan and has the respect of players. Did you even know that Dolphins had the NFL's 4th ranked defense last season? Yes, they've lost Jalen Ramsey, Javon Holland, Calais Campbell. Minkah Fitzpatrick and Kenneth Grant are a good way to start in filling voids. There were improvements by Weaver over Vic Fangio and Josh Boyer, each of whom lasted only one season. Operating the same defense for a second consecutive season should be a plus.
Sounds good. First time running it, yes. And I didn't know those numbers. I didn't know 4 in scoring.
Continuity,
and then figuring it out. But they have to bring in another cornerback. I do not want Storm Duck and Kader Kohou to start the season on the edges.
But you know, and I'm not saying Joe Shad's wrong from bringing that up, the stat about the Dolphins being top five defensively. But I do think, you know, that doesn't paint the whole picture. You look back at last season, and I'm not blaming the defense. If anything, the defense kept this team in games. There were a lot of forced turnovers when Tua was out that put the Dolphins in a position to win and or at the very least score. And Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle just couldn't. But the defense wasn't great last year. It just wasn't. And
no,
now, and
statistics paint up a part of the picture. Same thing. We always like open our eyes wide open when we look at Aaron Rodgers' numbers from last season. We go, didn't feel like it looked that way on the field. Same thing with the Dolphins defense. Statistically, they were a lot better than we feel like they were.
For sure. And I'm with him. Continuity helps. But at the end of the day, who's out there? You know, I think that matters. What's your depth? How does that look like? And I don't think the Dolphins are very deep defensively. And, well, Crowder, you know about the cornerback situation. It's not great in the backfield. And if Bradley Chubb and JP don't look how we're all expecting, then, you know, it's another season of Chop Robinson and then who else on the outside trying to compensate for those losses. So, again, like, I'm not saying they're going to be bad. Thought they were good last year at times, but if the offense is going to struggle, Tua's going to miss times, you need your defense to be elite. And I don't think the Dolphins are elite on that end.
Number four from Joe Shad. Dolphins depth at wide receiver, running back, and edge rusher. The Dolphins have obvious concerns at cornerback, defensive line, and tight end. It would appear they've improved at guard and backup quarterback. That one I might take issue with, the backup quarterback. James Daniels, Jonah Savinea, and Zach Wilson should be positive additions. But in particular, Miami's talent and depth at wide receiver, running back, and edge rusher are near the top of the league. Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle had setbacks in 2024, but are poised for bounce backs and should be assisted by Nick Westbrook-Akine, Malik Washington, Taj Washington, and or D. Eskridge, and or Solana's guy, Eric Ezukama. Devon Achane had a setback in 2024, but should return to rookie form and be assisted by Jalen Wright, Ollie Gordon, and Alexander Mattinson. If healthy, the trio of Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, and Chop Robinson could be as dangerous as any in the league and could ease some pressure on the corners. And that might be the thought, by the way. Hey, we don't have to focus as much on the corners because look what we got coming.
Quickly, I'll say I had to look at the numbers, but the Dolphins gave up 21 points a game last year, and this is two in, two out, and they gave up 314 yards. It had nothing to do with Tua or Tim Boyle or anybody. You give up 314 yards in the NFL and 21 points, you have to score 22 points. That's it. Like, score 22 points and we win most of these games.
That offense should be able to.
And the offense should be able to. I'm with you. But it goes back to what the argument Solana made. The perfect season happens. Chop Robinson, Jalen Phillips gets back to form. Bradley Chubb gets that to form. We have 60 sacks as a team. I just want to see that happen before I say it.
And I actually like the Westbrook-Akine signing, because he caught touchdown passes in Tennessee. If you can catch touchdown passes in Tennessee and Tua's throwing the ball, like, you need a red zone target. We always joke, we see one more fade to Tyreek Hill in the back of the end zone, like, we're going to lose it. Like, this could be, you know, Jonnu, this could be somebody that Tua is going to target in the end zone. But again, like, last year, you're playing the Bills week two. Remember the first interception Tua throws? Tyreek and Waddle weren't on the field. Tua's throwing the ball 30 yards deep. And you're like, how does that make sense? Why is he throwing the ball to Robbie Chosen over 30 yards when your two highest paid players are on the sideline? Like, to me, fine, you go get guys, but the scheme still has to be a smart one. You know, like, you can't make those types of mistakes against a division rival.
That brings me to number five from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post. Five reasons to be optimistic about the Dolphins. Number five is Mike McDaniel is still smart and creative, and he's pledging adjustments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He says the Dolphins don't have a playoff win in three seasons under Mike McDaniel, but McDaniel's 8-9 last year setback was mostly a result of Tua's injuries and a bad chemistry mix on the roster. McDaniel has always been and will always be transparent. He knows the Dolphins need to run the ball more and run it better. McDaniel knows he needs players to be more locked in from the first training camp practice and has pledged to hold the team accountable. McDaniel didn't become dumb overnight. McDaniel is still a bright, sharp offensive mind, and a high percentage of players appreciate that he treats them with respect and is determined to find the best ways to help them and the team succeed. McDaniel deserves this chance to right the ship. With at least one playoff win in the 2025 season, he will have put things back on course.
Stop treating the players with respect and get respect. Players tear their knee up and you cannot help the team anymore. It's how the NFL goes. I don't know if people want to hear how callous it is. If Tua breaks his neck, no one cares about Tua tomorrow. So why, this is why I brought up earlier, we were talking about, and I brought up Parcells and I brought up Belichick and I brought up, you know, the butt wipe coaches that are successful. Who cares? Your quarterback won, your linebacker won, your DB won. It sounds good to be a player's coach and all this cute stuff. I think it's backfired on McDaniels. The hell with showing players respect and eating Christmas dinner with them, demand greatness out of them and win games. That's all people care about. Cam Cameron was very nice. Did y'all like Cam Cameron? He was the ultimate player coach. He was great. Did y'all like Cam Cameron?
Oh, he's top four Dolphin coaches, in my opinion.
Lie. Like, he was a nice person. Joe Philbin, a very pleasant human. Nick Saban, butt wipe. Wanstead, I know he didn't do great stuff, but he was a butt wipe. I met Wanstead. My dad knows Wanstead.
Coach of the Year 1 year, I think.
He was a butt wipe. You've heard Joe and all these dudes tell stories about Shula and Jimmy Johnson. We hear OG talk about Jimmy Johnson cussing people out. You don't need to be friends with these employees. And it sounds callous. That's the way it is. Dan Campbell is nice, or he's energetic. He's not bringing them dudes to his house to eat chicken wings on Friday night. Go do your damn job and get results. That's what this – it is a result-driven league.
Hawk, the only thing I'd say about Shad's optimistic view of McDaniel, I'm with the idea of another season in the league, another opportunity over the offseason for him to grow as a head coach. Like, I'll buy into that. But at the end of the day, this idea that he's this offensive genius, like, I'm still not sold on it. He was brought here as a run game coordinator and
put
was
up
supposed to be
points against Denver. A couple
was supposed
years
to
ago.
Be a run game guru, and our run game
ago
hasn't been great.
A couple years, a couple seasons ago,
and the one season that we put up 70 points and our offense looked like the greatest show on surf. Was it really just the fact that Tyreek Hill was the best player in the NFL that year? Like it was. Well,
someone had to get him the ball.
Yeah, I don't know. But last year they took Tyreek Hill away and McDaniel could not adjust. But I'm just saying, like, they took that away. We know that. They took that away. They played safeties up top. They didn't let us throw the deep ball even when Tua was healthy. How did McDaniel adjust? And I don't think he showed the ability to adjust. So if he doesn't this year, we'll know. Like, is he really an offensive genius? Or did he just have one of the best toys in the NFL, a cheat code in Tyreek Hill?
Well, he still got him. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get you caught up on the headlines, continue talking a little bit of NFL because training camp opens tomorrow.
Woo!
If you're a Miami Dolphin listening right now, dress lightly. It's hot out.
That's not good advice.
Well, what do you mean?
that's not good
What do you mean
advice?
That's not good advice?
Tighten up. Do your damn job.
I mean, Darren Waller may not know how hot it gets down here, so I don't want him showing up. He might show up in jeans and a jacket. I mean, right. You never know.
No. Darren Waller is the red zone threat. So I don't give a damn about this hyphenated boy's name. I forget his name, but Darren Waller should be catching the red zone touchdowns.
IKEA.
That's who
it
should be.
Oh, man. No. Westbrook Akine, and you also botched Savanaya, and you also botched, you called him Madison. There's no N there. It's just Madison.
Madison.
Alexander Madison.
Yeah. But isn't it Savanaya?
Savanaya.
You sure?
No, but I'm pretty sure.
He better have a nickname. Savanaya. Yeah. He better have a nickname. Big ass, big Sav.
Savvy.
Big ass?
Savvy. I like Savvy.
Savvy.
Savvy. Savvy got to come in. Savvy got to play.
You ain't getting past Savvy.
You're going to be mad playing as Eichenberg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.